We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Happy hump day, Wednesday to you. Bill Michaels Show on the air. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe Zinzola back in our studios along with Evan Heffelfinger, and we are still social distancing. I did a piece last night, right after we got off the air yesterday. We had talked about the NBA. I want to get into this today, but we had talked about the NBA and possibly looking at June to kind of get back at things and then do an abbreviated, shortened, you know, final few games of the season and then get into the postseason and then kind of go from there. And we want to talk about that. We want to get your ideas on this. But this is the warning shot over the bow that is the United States. For those that may not know or for those that did see it, Toronto, Canada has banned all public activities until June 30th. Okay, and I mention this because obviously it's Canada. It's not that far from our borders. And they are dealing with an escalating rise in coronavirus cases. And they finally just said, we're putting a hammer down. This is it. We're going to stem the tide and we're going to go in the opposite direction. All we hear about, I woke up this morning and you hear about an escalation of cases of coronavirus in Illinois, in Wisconsin, in New York, where it continues to be problematic. In New York, it's just like New Yorkers, and I appreciate the resilience of New Yorkers. I really do. I love their we're going to kick your ass attitude when it comes to things of national oomph, so to speak. But in this particular case, the I'm going to go out and I'm not going to get brought down by this type of mentality is just, it's literally killing people. If you looked at the statistics over on the West Coast, California has basically locked themselves down. And it's not great. It's not the ideal situation, but they are kind of making you just go home. If you're out and about, it's get out of here, go back home. And they've started their downward curve now. Their curve is on the downward side, whereas New York is escalating. Because as we sit here and talk about the resiliency of sports and sports coming back and playing without fans and all that kind of such, for as much as we want to get back to the ballparks, we want to get back to the arenas, we want to get back and crown champions and gather, this is going to be a while. I think the reality of our 2 weeks is it's going to be a while. We're talking like, oh boy, we can't wait till the end of April. Like this is magically going to go away. It's not. It's just not. I had a buddy of mine that called me today. Called me early this morning, as a matter of fact. He's a broker and works out of one of the offices on the East Coast. He works out of Carolina, but his main office is in New York. And he's just like, Bill, we can't do anything. He said, I can't even get to New York. Can't even fly there. They don't want to let us out. Now, this is Carolina, obviously. It's not as epidemic as what's going on in New York. But he said that there are so many restrictions out of what they can and can't do and the way they're trading and the way they're doing deals. And He said, this has been crippling. And he said, and we were just told to get ready to stay home until June. So, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just trying to look at what our reality is going to be. And this is just something I think is that's, this is now our new norm. Until we morph back into what our norm was, this is now our new norm. I sit here, watch on ESPN, they keep running the trailer for the Michael Jordan docuseries that's going to come out in a couple of weeks. And I keep seeing these arenas filled with people screaming and yelling and going crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I remember what it was like. And I can't help it, but I hearken to, what if they all had, if that was in our time now and we just ignored it? You know, there's arenas full of people that are now dying. And I don't want to sit here and get into the political aspect of things or anything like that. I'm just simply saying that whether it's people with autoimmune deficiencies or older people or really young people or the person that is susceptible to the seriousness of the virus, it's just been the reality of talking to my buddy this morning really kind of, because I'm thinking, oh, you know, we'll be out in a few weeks. This is going to be great. Summer's going to be here. And it's like, no, we're not going to be out. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting out, but I'm not looking forward to, I want to think that we're going to be all gathering at Wednesday Night Live and listening to Music Under the Stars and back out again on a Wednesday night, having a few beers and enjoying ourselves. I honestly don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. I'm thinking more like I'm going to be on my bike, pedaling on maybe the Glacial Drumlin Trail, you know, going quickly or far away from people in general, me and one-on-one time with myself, and that's about the extent of it. Or maybe on the motorcycle, some wind therapy, or so to speak. You know, just getting out and riding a little bit, country roads, back roads, no gatherings of people, no stopping off at bars, unless it's to get, you know, maybe a takeout order or something, and then taking off from there. That's it. That's our new norm. So today we really, you know, I enjoy and I think highly of what the NBA and Major League Baseball are trying to do. But as far as us getting to the games anytime soon, I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be probably mid to late June at best. At best. That's the new reality in which we live, unfortunately. 855-830-8648. But it does bring me to the topic that, you know, I think – and correct me if I'm wrong, okay? If I'm wrong on this, please tell me. But I think our home time would be at least more joyously spent, or our hours would matriculate by in a quicker methodology if indeed we were able to witness guys on the field, guys on the court, girls on the field, girls on the court playing a sport. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong in this, then, hey, I'm wrong. I apologize. But I think I know one thing, walking out my back door, firing up my Traeger grill, throwing some meat on the grill, smoking it for a few hours, and then after about 2 to 3 hours, I'm sitting there in front of the TV in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning eating dinner, or in the fourth quarter eating dinner, watching it, enjoying it, things like that. I think that's where my head is at, if indeed we do get the NBA back, if indeed we do get Major League Baseball back. I'm looking forward to the NFL draft. I know general managers are not, because they're going to trudge along with this. They have not had the ability to finalize the due diligence when it comes to the players that they want to choose. They're just kind of, I'm not going to say they're doing it on blind faith, but you're just putting a lot of faith in your scouts, your interview process. Now, there were guys at the combine, but it's the guys that you don't get a chance to see at the combine, the guys that could be those, you know, street free agents, those college free agents that you kind of find those diamonds in the rough. It's tough to do your due diligence when you can't get to them. You know, you're doing a lot of Zoom video and virtual video and FaceTimes. And, you know, when it comes to doing physicals and such, they're going to their own doctors and your doctor is reading things, you know, via email and internet. And again, Zoom audio and Zoom video. And it's just a different world that we live in. But would you like it if the NBA did shift their season to a Christmas time in order to make room for putting the playoffs on a neutral site and getting basketball back. Could you, would that be okay with you? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, that's on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. We appreciate the Admirals being a part of the program. You can also hit me up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can find Radio Joe @RadioJoeSports. Evan Heffelfinger @EvanHeff25. You can find him there as well. Go to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Look for the blue check mark. There's Instagram, TheRealBillMichaels. YouTube, you can find us. You can find us over on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. And don't forget, always, always, always take us anywhere and everywhere. And if you've got Alexa, use Alexa. Where all you got to do is just, track us down on the radio.com app. You can find us on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee, a radio.com app station. Track us down there as well. We certainly appreciate it. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Give me your thoughts on the NBA and the idea of putting their playoffs, the end of their remaining season, all on neutral sites. And you don't get a chance to go to and root for Giannis and Bled and everybody else in that Bucks squad, but you do get to see Bucks basketball. Give me your thoughts. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is...
Welcome back! The Michael Show is on the air. We are glad you were with us. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. And hopefully you're hunkered down. Hopefully you're safe. Hopefully you're healthy. We appreciate you chiming in with us each and every day. Taking your phone calls, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in on the Admirals 50 talk line, phone line's wide open. But are you – let me – two things. Okay, two things here. One is, are you good with the NBA right now, their idea of putting the playoffs at neutral sites? If indeed it meant the return of basketball, if indeed it meant the fact that you can't go to the games, but the fact that the NBA would be playing again, and this is the way it would kind of look, to be honest with you, come June, it would look like an NCAA tournament day, but all the time until the season culminates. It would be one game after the other, after the other, after the other. Because the NBA would be playing at neutral sites, and you're trying to get in all these different games at 3-4 sites tops. So, and they're trying to put the sites in areas that have not been heavily affected by the coronavirus, and then keeping the teams separated from the public, and basically you're self-quarantining a league, so to speak. So, would you be good with that? Would you be good with that? And then... the second part of that would be, because that would be obviously pushing back the postseason, are you good with the NBA not starting until Christmas? You know, because that's going to push back the 2020-2021 season. So are you good with the NBA not starting until Christmas? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. This one's from a Boot Barn. Boot Barn says, hey, crown the Bucks right now. Just give them the trophy and let's call it a season. And that way they don't have to go out and worry about getting the coronavirus. Keep everybody healthy and come back early next year and be ready to go. And Giannis will then be signed to a Supermax. Let me ask you this. And this was a great debate last night online. And I'd said this, that I don't want to see the Bucks just handed a trophy because they have the best record in the NBA. Okay, I really don't. As much as I want to see the Bucks win a championship, and I really, really do, I want to see Bledsoe step up in the postseason when it matters. I want to see Middleton. I want to see Giannis learn from what happened last year. I want to see Coach Bud, you know, learn from what happened last year. This might be Darvin Ham's last go around as an assistant head coach in Milwaukee. He may get a job somewhere else, and there's people looking over that fence right now. So I'm not a fan of just handing the Bucks a trophy. As much as I want to see the Bucks win a championship, I just I don't know. You can call it old school, maybe. I just don't want to see them handed the trophy just because they participated better than anybody else. That makes them certainly Eastern Conference champions. I'll go along with that, but I don't want to see them just handed a trophy. Why? 0-8-0-8-4-8. Let's go to Richard, listening to us down in Racine. Richard, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
I'm surviving. Listen, this is my concern. If they want to play postseason just to be able to crown a champion, what happens if any certain team is in the postseason and all of a sudden somebody on that team tests positive for the virus? Won't they have to quarantine everybody? That's just my question. Go ahead.
No, I just I want to see the Bucks continue to play this season. I'm good with the Bucks playing in a neutral site. If I don't get a chance to go to the game, I don't get a chance to go to the game. That's fine. But if we're all watching it at home, I'm good with that. I think it just brings it at least in your home, in your self quarantine, in your safe place. It at least brings you. It at least brings you that joy to be able to sit down and watch a game. It's something to look forward to. Maybe right now we don't have a lot. If you're a sports fan, you don't have a lot to look forward to. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. This one's from Nick, who tweets us at Bill_Michael, says NBA opening tip on Christmas is perfect. 855-830-8648. Megan writes in Winnie's email inbox, says, hey, guys, appreciate the program. I was talking about this with my husband last night while I want to go to games, and then has in parentheses, we have season tickets. I think that the Bucks playing at a neutral site would at least give us something to sit down and watch in the evening while we eat dinner. I was just talking about that. If it's a midday distraction, how many people will and will not work? That's a great question. It kind of becomes like I said, kind of like the NCAA tournament. It kind of becomes something like that, where you have game after game, you know, say starting at 9 or 10 Eastern or 11 o'clock Eastern or something like that, and you're playing five games a day, maybe more, who knows, depending on how many games you're going to have going that day. But it's kind of like that. That's what I envision. If indeed they go to either a single site or a couple of neutral sites where the NBA is considering playing. Now, why they're considering Vegas, I have no idea, other than just because. But Vegas is one of the sites they were considering. The other site was Louisville. There was some off-coast stuff, like in the Bahamas. Playing some games there. That way they could put everybody on an island, basically, and say you're quarantined, but you're still in a pretty good environment. But I don't know that they would have the practice facilities in the Bahamas to do that. They were talking Hawaii. Hawaii probably would, but depends. You mean, you'd have to be on Honolulu. You'd have to be on one of the bigger islands with high school gyms and stuff like that to be able to practice in, my assumption. But they're talking about some off-sites. Louisville was one of them, as I had mentioned. Which, you know, is a low impact area for the coronavirus, but that's kind of the way they would do it right now. This is from Joe. Joe writes in Wendy's email inbox, I don't want to see the Bucks handed the trophy. I want to see the Bucks earn it. I want to see LeBron's face when Giannis gets the best of him. Tom says, just give the Bucks the damn trophy now and save everybody the headache in getting into next season. Michelle says, beat LeBron. I want to see his smile and smirk. Dwayne says, I want to see the Bucks knock off the Lakers. LeBron thought he was getting one over on Giannis. Let the real MVP win the championship. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of just handing the trophy to the Bucks. As much as the Bucks, pretty much for the most part, have earned it. They really have. This is from the Checkdown. This is Mike. Mike Checkdown calls him the Checkdown. Mike says, hey, guys, a great topic. My friends and I were discussing this last night online. And then he still has in parentheses, social distancing, of course. And says, Giannis should win the MVP, then should beat LeBron in the in the finals, I say then we hoist the trophy and we have a celebration to start next season. That way we are all safe. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Do you think, one, that the are you okay with the NBA going to neutral sites, playing the remainder of what it is an abbreviated season, and then getting to the postseason? And two, you know, as much as I want to say the Bucks, I want to see them win a championship. I'm not just for handing the Bucks the trophy, to be perfectly honest with you. I want to see them beat the Lakers or beat the Clippers or whomever comes out of the West. Just my thought. Give us a shout. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, what is Craig Council up to during all of this? A lot of managers just sit back, relaxing, waiting for the nod, the go-ahead, if you will, trying to stay safe themselves. We'll get back into this when we come back. We're going to talk more about some Bucks basketball as well. We have a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up today. Stay tuned. More right after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're cruising along on this Wednesday. Interesting topic of being discussed, and at some point we can get to this, but they are nationally bantering about right now the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And when you talk about active players and statistically and such, and Aaron Rodgers' name always gets thrown into the mix. And the knock on Aaron Rodgers is he has one Super Bowl ring. And you can look at a lot of different quarterbacks and say that. Drew Brees has one. Phillip Rivers doesn't have one. Peyton Manning has two. Eli Manning has two, although I don't consider Eli Manning one of the greatest of all time. But when you start to go through that list, Aaron Rodgers has one. And for Aaron Rodgers to be considered the greatest or in the level of greatness with Joe Montana, Tom Brady, you start to get into that upper echelon. Does he have to have a second or a third to be considered the greatest? So we'll get into that discussion maybe later in the week as it is now nationally a topic. In the meantime, you know, without baseball, a lot of guys sitting around right now just kind of waiting for the go-ahead to say, okay, we can start doing our thing all over again. So what are managers doing throughout Major League Baseball right now? And a lot of managers interviewed via ESPN. Aaron Boone said, we've been in constant communication over the phone. Hasn't been difficult because that's how we communicate with them in the off-season. It's a very different way of communicating at this time of year, though. So I think that's one of the frustrating things about it. In my selfish bubble mode, this is the time of year when you're getting ready for the start of the season. We have all those personal interactions, and that's all gone right now. That's the frustrating part of it, professionally and selfishly. In the meantime, you've got our own Craig Council, who says, I really feel for the players, not just major league players, but athletes in general that have short windows in their careers, and a big chunk of it has been taken away. Whether you're an amateur high school player or a college player, hopefully a shortened season is going to be played, and I would expect to see a little more urgent baseball when we come back because we have all missed the game so much. I think you will see an extra ounce of energy to be able to not only put on a great show with the fans, I think it's going to be an exciting brand of baseball and different than just the regular season. So an interesting thought coming out of Craig Council. When he says, hey, there's going to be more urgency to this. There's going to be more urgency. So And I agree. We had the other day, we had Tim Allen on, and we were talking just about that, about what the urgency is going to be. Craig Council said, what has helped me and hopefully is the same for people that are really busy to work hard. It's been a reconnect with people, even with family, in terms of doing things that you've never done before. I feel that I have probably spent more time teaching my son baseball now than I have in the last 5 years because we're spending so much time together. I've cooked with my other son and done yoga with my daughter, just doing things that unfortunately sometimes you pass up that now you have the chance to do. They're wrapped in strange packages, but they can be blessings. So, which is kind of cool. And when asked whether or not he's had some interesting experiences that are helping him get through this, he said, the thing that resonates for me is that coming out of 9/11 and being a part of that season, it felt like you as an entertainer were doing your part to help people get back to normal. I thought baseball did a good job of that in 2001. And I hope and aspire to for us to serve the same role this time. Hopefully when we come back and take the field, we can make some great memories for people. That is our goal. So some good thoughts coming out of Craig Council. Some really interesting stuff. A lot of managers right now just trying to, you know, just trying to get through. Just trying to kind of do their thing and you know, kind of figure things out right now. Just like the rest of us, you know. And Craig's right. I think that, and I've said this before, I think that when baseball and basketball come back, at least you've got one diversity with two different sports. You don't have to just focus on just one. Two, you're still going to have the NFL draft, and that can be discussed and deciphered and broken down. And we do that anyway for months to come. But I still, and if you're like me, maybe you're thinking the same way, but I still have what's going on in Toronto looming in the back of my mind, that they're locking everything down, no public events till the end of June. And if that's the case, we are looking at the earliest to get back into ballparks or stadiums or festivals or charity golf outings, for that matter. You're looking at doing that in maybe July. And even then, there's probably going to be precautionary measures put in place. Now, I mean, I don't know. The projections are very scary, but right now it's an uncertain world that we live in. But I'll tell you this, at least it would become, for me personally, more tolerable, more pleasurable, more anticipatory if indeed we were sitting down to basketball and baseball. You know, something other than just binge watching and such, you know, specific shows and reality shows and such. But this is also going to gear us down a lot of different avenues. We are discovering other things to do. And I've said this before, I've really taken to working out and taking to some cooking online, but I have been a madman when it comes to home restoration and working on things around here. I looked last night and said, I don't like the color of the bathroom. So I painted the bathroom and put up new racks and put in new shelving. And, you know, it's just, it's things that you look at and think, okay, I'm going to change my environment. I'm going to make it a little more pleasurable and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to accomplish something. And hopefully you're able to do that, whether it's painting a wall, whether it's painting a picture or whatever. But anyway, long story short, that just like a lot of these managers, we're just kind of figuring out our different norm right now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free, because we'd love to hear from you, especially right now. We're sharing a lot of thoughts and sharing a lot of opinions on many, many, many different topics. So give us a shout on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, and you can be a part of the program. And we encourage you to be a part of the program as well. When it comes to the return of baseball, and I don't want to do the, you know, what are you looking more forward to? Because I think right now at this point, if you're a sports fan, you're looking to just see people playing. I don't think it matters what they're playing. I think if it's college basketball, college football, college baseball, professional baseball, professional basketball, whatever it happens to be, I think we're just looking for it at this point. But I'll say this, the alternatives have gained popularity in the iRacing with IndyCar and NASCAR and such, the quote fake games, if you will, playing basketball games, 3-on-3 tournaments. I did see the other day that technology-wise, The manufacturers of games like Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, they are all going through the roof because people are getting these things delivered to their homes because that's the only form of competitiveness that they have right now. Whether it's you playing against the computer or whether it's you playing against somebody else in your house, you against your kids, you against your spouse, you against your significant other, whatever it happens to be, a lot of people are doing that right now. So the technology things are flying through the roof. But still, I think we're just looking for anything to latch onto when it comes to the world of sports, when it comes to the world of competitiveness. Again, 855-830-8648. This one is from our buddy Steve. He said, as a COVID-19 pandemic continues, I'm trying to find some positive things to help me get me through. As you mentioned, the use of FaceTime, Skype, et cetera, I just think about how bad this time would be without the technologies that we do have. Thank goodness we have other vices that help us get through the day, such as games on the phone, social media, YouTube, things like that. Where I work, we are deemed essential. We are an 8-person shop, and we are being extremely careful. I'm lucky enough to be able to stream The Fan, which is and always has been a great way to get through the day. Thank you for all the fan broadcasts. The more we adhere to the guidelines, the quicker we get through this. Please be safe and smart, everybody. Steven Richfield. That was a message today that I thought was rather interesting, that it has gone from being we're in this together to if you stay within the guidelines, we come out of the guidelines much quicker. So there's something to be said for that. You know, I mean, if you're at home right now or you're self-distancing right now and you're doing what your part is, I got to admit, I did something today that I never, ever, ever, ever do. And during this time in which we live, I felt horrible about it, and I did something about it. But I got up this morning, and I took my dogs to daycare. Okay, now animals cannot get the coronavirus. I waited until the other person leaving, my buddy Ben over there barking up hickory, until they left, and then I took my dogs in. Okay, so there was social distancing. Ben and I are across the room, 20 feet apart, so there's social distancing. So I dropped the dogs off just because the dogs are just laying under my desk all day, and they just need activity. And I try to get them out and walk them around and all that kind of stuff. But it's just I want them to go get tired and have fun and go do something, okay? So on my way back, I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop at Quick Trip real quick. I'm going to pick a couple things up. I give my dogs a little bit of milk at night, so we were out of milk. So I thought, okay, I'll give some milk and a couple things. Run in, run out, be done. I walked in, and there was a woman leaving. And I thought, I'll use my elbow, and I held the door open for her. And in that split second, how it happened, I have no idea. But in that split second, as I'm walking through the door, I sneezed. I mean, it happened like that. Normally, you can feel it coming on, and you go, and then you put your elbow up. This one was like, choo! I mean, right then and there. I felt horrible. So I went over and asked the lady for Purell and a wipe, and they gave it to me immediately. I wiped down everything in the area that I was within. They came over and were wiping it down as well. I felt terrible about it. I really did. I felt awful because it just hit me. I don't know what it was. It just hit me. But again, I would never have thought about something like that 2 months ago. But today I did the unthinkable, you know. And so I walked in. I went ahead about my business. I apologized again. But I went back even after the fact, grabbed some wipes, wiped stuff down, and then ended up leaving the store. And they were over there, you know, doing the same thing. Now, it was in an area that really didn't have a lot of surface, you know, coverage, so to speak. It wasn't like a lot of little things. It was just a counter. But still, you know, I just felt horrible. So, again, just stay within the guidelines. Take care of what it is you do. Be cognizant of others around you. And hopefully we get through this a lot quicker, you know. There are going to be some really cool things at least coming up that we're going to get a chance to witness, okay? I know it's not live. But at least we get a chance to go back to what it was like. We'll tell you about what it is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah. Bill Michaels Show continues. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. We'll get back to Bill here in just a moment. In case you missed it, earlier this week we had a chance to talk with Steve Ashburner of NBA.com. Some really interesting things, including a potential second NBA tournament. That's right, a second NBA tournament, perhaps this year. Take a listen.
Steve Ashburner, senior writer for the NBA.com, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Well, we're getting by. I mean, I think more and more, I was telling people, there was only a couple of years ago, there was a definite pulse in this state as to whether or not they did or did not want that new arena and did or did not want the Bucks to stay around. I said, this is what it's like if you didn't have the Bucks staying around. There's not much to do, not much to talk about. But I know that Major League Baseball and the Players Association over the weekend came to an agreement that if indeed they can begin playing safely without fans, they're going to do so. How far away do you think the NBA is to making a similar decision?
Well, in terms of the timing, I think they're very far away. I think the great unknown in terms of when it'll be okay to gather even in the numbers that would be needed to stage games without fans in the stands, I just think we don't have a clear idea of when that green light is going to turn on. In terms of that as an option, among the many scenarios that they're probably running through at this point, you know, I think that that's sort of uppermost in the NBA's thinking. And remember, they were going to do that for a game out on the West Coast, a Golden State game, before they decided to postpone the season. And they were going to have the Warriors in that beautiful new building of theirs play with no fans in the stands. So that was sort of their first option. So I could see them considering that as a way to phase back in.
Now, I know we're still a ways away from anything like that happening, but the rumor last week was saying mid-June is what a target area is. Are you still hearing the same thing?
I haven't heard anything new since the guidelines were extended yesterday in the president's briefing. All I'm working off of is estimates that it could take anywhere from 2 months to 2.5 months to ramp up a return. By the time you get arena dates set and a format settled upon, and then players brought back and somehow given some sort of a ramp, however short, to getting in shape again, and so that when they do play games, not only do they offer a legitimate product that you'd want to watch on television at least, if you can't quite get in the buildings yet, and also not have players immediately blow out, their bodies from, the sudden return to NBA-level play. So, they do estimate 2 months. I've seen those. I think so you'd be talking I don't know. They'd have to get a sense of return to semi-normalcy before most of us are even allowed to congregate in groups more than 10. So mid-June would seem to be a little optimistic at this point because the lead time required. Now they can fast track a little bit, but I think that they'd be asking for trouble, and they would then suffer consequences that could undermine next season. And so I think that's got to be number one at this stage. Is you don't want to do anything that's going to harm the 2020-21 season, and then you work backwards towards what you can salvage from this time around.
Do you see them going right into the postseason, or is there going to be an abbreviated schedule, or is this just so fluid, just nobody knows?
Well, nobody does know, and if anybody at the New York headquarters knows, they're not telling. My thought is just based on having covered two previous lockouts where we went from, months of uncertainty to all of a sudden, hey, the NBA's back. How are they going to get up and running, when they should have been playing already? And what they did then is I believe both times they had two tune-up games. They had about a week of training camp, two tune-up games, and then boom, it was off to the regular season. In this case, I could see something similar where they do that, almost like casual, how the NFL will do it during their training camps. They'll have two teams that sort of scrimmage Maybe that's something that is televised. Maybe that's something that, if it's okay by then, that the public is allowed into. But I think they're going to need something. You can't have your first game back, you know, have playoff implications in a playoff series, you know, not just qualifying, but for you're going to be down 0-1 before you know it. And so I think they do need something like that. But I think it has to be extremely brief. If I had to bet, I would bet on the regular season being gone at this point. I can't see how they could come back and finish out where they left off. What I'd been thinking initially, and I guess I hadn't thought it through, was, okay, fine, just start with the playoffs, you know, and you've got your national television coverage and you've got the teams that people care most about. But I think that this is such a weird national situation.
Yes, it is. That's some of the conversation Bill had with Steve Ashburner of NBA.com. You can hear the full interview at BillMichaelsSports.com. On the other side, we will get back to Bill. And we've seen the Packers make some additions. We've also seen some departures. How would you grade this offseason so far? Radio Joe with you. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.